From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. South Korea has announced it seized another ship it suspects transferred petroleum products to North Korea, which is in violation of international sanctions. The Panama flag Cody was detained 2 weeks ago at port. It is actually the second ship the South Korean government has acknowledged investigating in the past 3 days. Iran's interior minister warns that those who disrupt the order will pay a price. Meantime, at least 2 demonstrators were reportedly killed during clashes between anti-government protesters and police. President Trump has criticized the Iranian government on Twitter by posting a UN speech in which he said Iran is oppressing its people.
The entire world understands that the good people of Iran want change. And other than the vast military power of the United States, that Iran's people are what their leaders fear the most. This is what causes the regime to restrict internet access, tear down satellite dishes, shoot unarmed student protesters, and imprison political reformers.
Protesters are upset Iran has an unemployment rate of 12.4%, a stagnant economy and rampant inflation, and continues to spend money to deploy Iranian troops to Syria. An explosion at a funeral in eastern Afghanistan killed a dozen people. A local official told the French news agency AFP that the death toll Sunday has jumped to 12 and 14 wounded. Earlier reports said 6 people had been killed, 11 wounded at the funeral for a former district governor. No immediate claim of responsibility. That attack comes just days after an assault on a Shiite cultural center in Kabul that left at least 41 people dead, 80 wounded. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres issued a red alert to the world in his 2018 New Year statement and warned of deepening conflicts and raised anxieties about nuclear weapons.
Inequalities are growing, and we see horrific violations of human rights. Nationalism and xenophobia are on the rise, and as we begin 2018, I call for unity. I truly believe we can make our world more safe and secure. We can settle conflicts, overcome hatred, and defend shared values. But we can only do that together.
Guterres, who took office in January 2017, had appealed then for a year of peace, but now is saying the world's instead gone in reverse. Meanwhile, millions around the world have been preparing to bring in 2018, while some have already. In the United States, New York City officials announced that they will use 2-step screening, snipers, street closures, and specially trained dogs to secure Times Square, which is the most widely broadcast New Year event in the U.S., as an estimated 2 million people gather to watch the annual ball drop at midnight tonight, about 10 hours from now, a little less than 10 hours from now, I should say. More than 2 decades after the U.S. state of California became the first state to legalize medical marijuana, on January 1st, it becomes the final West Coast state to legalize marijuana for recreational purposes, which is a move approved by California voters in November 2016. Most importantly, while 7 U.S. states and the District of Columbia have legalized recreational marijuana use, the U.S. federal government still considers it a controlled substance classified with heroin and LSD as illegal drugs. Pakistan says that almost 92% of its largely porous frontier with Afghanistan will be fenced by the end of 2018, insisting that the project is critical for national security. Afghanistan insists that the barrier would add to problems of divided families on both sides. A court in southern China has sentenced 36 people to prison terms of up to 25 years for gang crimes, including homicide, assault, and setting up illegal casinos. Chinese courts have sentenced several large mafia-style criminal gangs this year, often for offenses involving gambling, which is illegal in China. An Egyptian court has handed down a sentence of 3 years to former Islamist President Mohamed Morsi and 19 other people for making statements that insulted the judiciary. The defendants were also fined various amounts of money. His lawyer said that his client would appeal that verdict. The former president has faced a host of charges since his ouster and has already been sentenced to 45 years in prison. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.